Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. What is written in a sutra? If you haven't read before so many sutras, you might think that Buddhist sutra is all about the philosophical things. Actually, even Buddhist sutra, especially Mahayana Buddhism, what is written there is basically a story, a drama, and images. And in the stories, some words are about the philosophy and or the true reality of the universe and or the way of practice, etc. But basically, it's structure is made of the stories. So as the Bible, why a Bible and also the Buddhist Sutra are made of the stories? Actually, all existence itself is a stories. There's no immaterial without story. How these are made and how it's gonna happen. And how do you see the story between you and object is a relationship. Are you related with yourself and object? For example, in the monastery, before eating, we say we think about where this food came from, and we'll be thankful to it. Food doesn't come itself. It's by the hands of the people, including farmers. And how do you see the food is depends by the person, what story they see from the food in front of them. And we listen to the story when we are child, fairy tales. Those fairy tales can raise people's heart. That since ancient times, people knows this from the experience and consciously. That's why the fairy tale keep being told from adult to a child, or maybe in the elementary school, children read a book about the great person who changed the history of human being. Those stories can give good influence to the children's heart, even adult. Who can inspire you to move your heart, to encourage you for the new way of living or better way of living. People's way of living can change the world, can change the other people's heart. And basically, it is a way of living based on the egoless heart, and working for the world. Those people influence in a good way to other people. Like this, each one of us are living in stories. We are existing based on the stories. And stories can be delight. You don't need to keep your old stories. For example, if you are having the victimized story about your life in the past, you can change the interpretation as to generous person, forgive others, and doing good job for other people. It is just like by seeing wine in a glass. Some people make story, oh, only half left. But some other people can create story, oh, there's still wine in a glass. I still can drink. How do you see the world is what story you are creating. And that's why sutra are based on the stories. One of the famous Buddhist sutra in Mahayana Buddhism is Amitāya Dhyāna Sutra. In Japanese reading, Kan Muryōzu Kyō. Kan is image, and Muryōzu is infinite life. It's another expression of Amida Buddha. Amida is A means known, and Mi is time, and Da is space, which means beyond time and space, infinite time. It means forever life and space, infinite space, the whole universe, which means image, visualize the Amida Sutra. Well, I can only talk now about what this sutra will start from. The story of this sutra starts from the domestic violence by the boy to the mother and father. Isn't it interesting? I would like to talk the content of this sutra some other time. Thank you.